This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. So happy. And I got to tell you, I'm very ecstatic that we are now part of the Genesis Communications Network and doing a lot of good things. These guys they've been around quite a while, and they decided, we've been talking, I don't even know how long, but we've been talking for a while, and finally John reached out to me and Ted, the owner, and said, Kevin, let's put something together. And we've done that, and I feel very comfortable here. And, you know, I mean, things are so fleeting in the industry. You never know what's going to happen. Terrestrial radio is changing quite a bit, but I think these guys are making the adjustment, and we'll see how things go. But I'm excited to be here, excited to join the new network, new lineup in some areas. I don't know where. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like for you, if you do get the show and you're so inclined, give me a call at 844-551-8255. Or send me an email to kjradio.com, or that's not an email. Go to the website and contact us there, and let me know what market we're in. We'd love to know, because I'll be honest, we don't even try to figure it out. I'd have my producers trying to chase it down, but nah, we're not going to worry about all that. So anyway, lots going on. Are you guys watching sports? You guys, you in basketball or hockey? Which are you? Yeah, I watched the Blues play the other night. They're looking good, St. Louis Blues. I'm not a hockey fan, but I got to tell you, I was actually into the game. It's so fast. And you know what fascinates me about hockey? A guy that I skate like a pig on roller skates. I mean, it's horrible. And my little boy now, because in the wintertime, they have an outdoor skating rink, and we'll take him every year. And he's now becoming, you know, like lightning. He looks like Gordie Howe. And I'm hanging onto the rail, you know, almost falling half the time. That is just, and I got to tell you, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they skate backwards. I really don't. I do everything I can to, and if I can even get moving backwards, I feel like vindicated. Do you feel that? So I watch these guys that skate just with ease. They skate like they're, you know, walking on air. Just, you know, kicking up the ice and stuff. It's beautiful. I find myself more enthralled by that. And then you get into the nuance of it, right? You watch them with the stick and how they know exactly how to lift that puck and just, it really is fascinating. Now, I'm not going to become a hockey fan. I don't want anybody thinking, you know, it's a seventh sign a brother gets into hockey. But it was really cool to watch. So I watched the Blues, and they happened to win that game. So I thought I'd share that. Basketball. I was into basketball. And so I watched my sons are into the Spurs because their great-grandmother, my grandmother, was a big-time San Antonio Spurs fan. So it's become kind of the family tradition. Whether you like the team or not, you got to watch the Spurs. So, Grandma, hope you're looking down on us watching the Spurs with you. Anyway, lots going on besides the things that are meant to take our minds off of reality for a while, and that's cool. You know, it's funny. In our business, we deal with so much, whether it's, you know, you're dealing with the politics of the day and leftists, and in some cases, you're dealing with partners, people that you think you can trust. Let me tell you, in the conservative field, and I'm not trying to air dirty laundry, you really got to watch who you do business with. You know, we had a situation where we were partners in a website, and it goes south quickly because somebody goes, oh, you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, so I'm working harder than this. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I have never, not one time in business, not lived up to 100% of my obligation. Not once. And, you know, it's funny to have people tell you, well, you didn't do this or you didn't, and you're looking at yourself like, sure I did. I did all that. You remember you were in rehab or you remember that your mom got cancer and I had to take over for, you know, 3 months. You know, just all these things that people conveniently forget. But boy, you skip a day or doing something, and they're like, "Oh, you were off for a day." Really? You mean on Easter? Oh, man. I'm just telling you, and I'm watching Glenn Beck go through it. I watched Freedom Works go through it with Dick Armey. And I'm not determining who's right and who's wrong here. I'm just saying I watched those guys, you know, deal with, quote, partner slash employee issues. Glenn Beck is dealing with this Tommy Lahren chick. I'm going to get into that next segment, because I think that there's a lesson to be learned there. And, you know, it's so easy that things look like they're a good fit. And the Bible always tells you, make sure you're equally yoked. You know, I have people coming to me all the time. "Kevin, I want a partner. Kevin, let's partner." And my first question is, well, what are we partnering to do? You know, what do you want to do? "Man, we can make a lot of money." I go, "I'm not your partner." "Well, man, no, it's about the message. If we can't understand that this is about, am I a capitalist? Absolutely. Do I want to make money? Absolutely. But it is about the message. And people who we do a job for are willing to pay fractional pennies by visiting our website, because it doesn't come out of your pocket, and they're willing to do it. If you have the right project, for example, Bleeding Blue, our project, they're willing to finance it because they say, you know, "Kevin, you're making a movie that exalts the cops, that makes the cops appear in the light that they are, which is human beings, you know, that can make mistakes. I'm all for it. I'll give you a buck." Yes. And I'm happy to take it, because we can't afford to do all this stuff on our own. But I wouldn't make that movie going, "Ooh, I'm going to be a movie maker and I'm going to make a lot of money." It has nothing to do with that. We had a team meeting on that the other day, and people were like, "Well, Kevin, how much do you want to make on the movie?" I go, "I want to make as much as Spielberg." But that's not the reason I'm making the film. I want to make as much as we can so we can, one, give money back to the police officers, the fallen police officers and their family. And number two, I want this movie to be huge so people learn something from it. And if we happen to benefit financially, well, guess what? That's what you do. You write a book not so people don't read it. You write a book so people do read it. You want me to buy your T-shirt? No, I want you to buy my T-shirt because of the message on it. Mine says, "Making liberals an offer they can't refute." So, yes. And, you know, and these people, "Oh, you're selling out for this." Let me tell you, if I were a sellout, I suck at it, because I know how to be a really good one, and I could be very rich. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about some of these issues. I'm like, no dirty laundry. It's not about that. But I want to deal in truth and who we are. We should strive to be better people, better conservatives. And I hope that this show can help in that in some regard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177, 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Jackson Radio Show.
In Fresno, California. That's right, it happened again, folks, in the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. We are hit with terrorism again. Yes, Muslim terrorism has reared its ugly head. Now, I know many of you are going, Kevin, it's not Muslim. It's radical Muslim. No, it's Muslim terrorism. It's reared its ugly head. And what we've learned is that three people were killed in this shooting spree after a man confronted them, yelled, Allahu Akbar, downtown Fresno, California. Now, I don't know, you know, because we're going to, what we would normally get right now is we'd get some break in, you know, Obama's going to comment on it in an hour and explain to us how bad we are as Americans and our colonialization of the world has led to this, that, and the other. So we'd have that. Or some other nonsense that they want to give to us. Three people are dead. I don't know anything about this Muslim. I know his name. Corey Ali Muhammad, age 39. Police, after he shoots, they run into the fray and tackle them. Yes, our brave men and women in blue did their job, put themselves in harm's way. Now, he's killed three people. According to Fox News, here was the story. Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dwyer said officers have taken Corey Ali Muhammad into custody in connection to the shootings. He went by the nickname Black Jesus. Corey Ali Muhammad. Black Jesus. Maybe he was kin to Barack Obama. The shooting spree began around 10:45 a.m. local time when one person was shot in the PG&E utility truck. The next person was shot on Fulton Street. A third person was shot in the parking lot of a Catholic Charities. Now, I want to remind you, the guy, Steve Stevens, that shot that old black dude walking down the street because he was mad at some chick. He's a converted Muslim. He just, I guess he hadn't gone through the whole surgery and gotten his name. He was trans, what do you call it when you're transing into Muslimism? Trans-religious? Well, Rachel Dolezal probably has a word for it. I'm making fun of this, folks, but I'm making fun of it because I want it to stick in your brain. I want you to understand that there, when I tell you that the biggest problem in this country is leftism, I want you to remember this. See, you talk about it. We preach it all the time. Leftists don't believe us. I want to remind you where this attack occurred, folks. Fresno, California. This attack didn't occur in Dallas, Texas, where a bunch of cowboys were sitting around or waiting on whatever. And partially the reason it didn't occur is because he would have got shot. Fresno, California. These are the people that are ushering in Muslims. They are encouraging people like Black Jesus to convert to Muslim or Islam. And go do what you do. You fight against them and you're a bigot, you're a xenophobe, you're an Islamophobe, you're a homo, you're whatever, you're some kind of phobe. I took enough chemistry to know phobes aren't that good. So you're a phobe for wanting to save people's lives, because let me tell you something, three white dudes lost their lives. Dyer said at a news conference that Muhammad had made posts against white people and the government on his Facebook page. All the people he shot were white men. Yeah, you want to talk about starting a race war? Barack Obama did it. He ushered in people who not only want to start a race war, they want to start a religious war. So, you know, there is good news here, though, for the people listening, especially you white guys. Hey, at least he shot the most hated demographic in America, white man. Or in this case, men. Nevertheless, the question does beg, did he check their political affiliation? Because it would be a shame, folks. And I'm sure leftists that listen to the program would agree with me, Kevin Jackson. It would be a shame if this crazy Muslim actually shot Democratic white men, a.k.a. eunuchs. That would be so bad. And what has become an all-too-familiar saying before mass people meet their maker, the man was said to have shouted, Allahu Akbar. Now, I know the media won't know exactly what his intentions were because he posted on Facebook that he doesn't like white people and he's mad at the government, I guess because the government is condoned by white people or run by white people or whatever he's been trained to believe. And I know that there's nothing that associates Muhammad, or what's his name, Corey Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, or whatever it is, to Islam. And the fact that he shouted Allahu Akbar at the end of it, we are still waiting to get the story. We got to know what was his motivation. Because forgive us if we were to jump to conclusions. To add insult to injury, folks, Muhammad was wanted in connection in the killing of an unarmed security guard in a Motel 6 last week. He was already on somebody's list. Hey, Comey, Jim Comey, is this thing on? James Comey, FBI, you might want to do your job. Oh, my gosh. How sad. We're making this movie, you know, Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com. And I'm thinking about these officers that rushed in to help this guy. Do you think anybody gives a crap? The only people who are going to know their names are when the police congratulate them and give them some sort of medal for bravery. But you're not going to know their names. They're going to be demonized. This whole subject of police will be demagogued. And you know what will happen? They'll sweep the old Muslim scenario under the rug. And it'll be like, well, hey, you know, another Muslim went on a rampage. What else is new? Sanctuary cities, huh? I don't know how this guy got here. Is he part of the refugee resettlement? Is he an Americanized Muslim who, you know, converted because his name was really Terry Johnson or something? I don't know. We'll find out. You know, and if he was a refugee, which I doubt, because I know most of them don't take the name Black Jesus. But if he was he properly vetted? If he probably was. He was vetted through Barack Obama's best guys. But just the idea that he's got a Facebook page, he's threatening people, he's already killed somebody, and nobody's watching him. The other guy, he's just as crazy. He was talking about Facebook stuff. Had stuff on his Facebook page, calling his friends saying, y'all aren't paying attention to me. I'm going crazy here. Nobody's listening to him. Thankfully, he offed himself, in case you guys didn't get that memo. Folks, we grieve for the family of fallen men who lost their lives downtown Fresno thinking they're safe. And you know what? Their government didn't protect them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
General Jeff Sessions earlier this week in the border state of Arizona, promising to amplify the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. Sessions called on federal lawyers to prioritize criminal immigration cases, defended the proposed border wall, and pledged to add 125 additional immigration judges in the next year. We also learned this week that Sessions has dissolved the department's independent commission on forensic science, an Obama-era initiative to review how evidence is used in criminal courts and to cut down on the kinds of wrongful convictions that often send innocent people to prison. As I said before, while many of the Trump administration's initial goals have stalled, the Sessions Justice Department has been racking up almost weekly successes in its attempt to roll back the civil rights advances of the last 8 years, if not the last 50 years.
Now, as a public service to the human race, the Black Sphere presents great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year was, well, 2009, and a college-educated U.S. Army veteran named Harry Alford, an advocate for black business and the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, was talking energy in front of Senator Barbara Don't Call Me Ma'am Boxer. Listen and learn, my infidel friends, how a Democrat senator tries to convince a black man he's wrong.
The NAACP approved a historic resolution addressing climate change legislation for the first time in the organization's history.
What does that mean?
Mr. Alford wonders why she brought up an organization purposed for race issues in a discussion on energy and economic issues.
NAACP has a resolution. What does that mean?
And Barbara doubles down.
Also, we'll quote John Grant, the CEO of 100 Black Men of Atlanta.
Maybe more black men will bring Mr. Alford back onto the plantation, eh, Barbara?
Clearly, there's a diversity.
Madam Chair, that is condescending to me. All that's condescending, and I don't like it. It's racial.
Barbara Boxer's strategy in this meeting to bring Mr. Alford over to her side was to put pressure on him by quoting other black people who disagreed with him.
I take offense to that. You're quoting some other black man. Why don't you quote some other Asian or somebody?
Well,
you are being racial here.
Okay, let me be
clear. I think you're getting to a path here that's going to explode.
I am putting in the record a statement by the NAACP.
Why?
course, that's a rhetorical question. Mr. Alford knows why.
Senator, as I said, we've been looking at energy policy since 1996, and we are referring to the experts, regardless of their color. And for someone to tell me, an African-American, college-educated veteran of the United States Army, that I must contend with some other black group and put aside everything else in here, this has nothing to do with the NAACP. We're talking energy. And let me speak for the African-American community, since I am African-American.
Or as Mr. Ethnic Purity likes to put it.
He is a black man.
Log on anytime to theblacksphere.net for more great moments in Democrat racist history.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Got Al Sharpton talking about Jeff Sessions is rolling back the civil rights of black folks for 150 years and resists we much, and to this we must resist. Oh, man. It's funny how to watch these guys and to know what they're going to do. I mean, it's kind of funny in a sick sort of way. You know they're going to pull the race. I just try to look at what creative way could they pull it out. The other day we did the show where we had them talking about babies. I mean, I was talking about babies are racist was one of the things, right? I could have just titled that show "Stupid Ways That Leftists Claim Racism." So babies are racist at the age of 6 months now, right? You guys got any newborns? You guys ain't, you're not having any kids, right? I mean, you don't have any kids right now. But I'm just saying, I'm talking to the audience now. You got kids? They're racist. If your kids are white, they're racist. If they're black, they cannot be racist. There was a little kid there's these new kids at my son's school. Four kids that are the most disruptive. They run up and down the hallway, they curse teachers out, you name it. It's crazy. And they do nothing. One of them said the other day to a white lady, "You ugly. You ugly white lady. You ugly would have done. I mean, you didn't have to go for the jugular and talk about her color. Just say you're ugly." The kid said, "You ugly white lady. You're an ugly white lady." Something, I think it was, "You're an ugly white lady." My son was like, "Yeah, you're an ugly." And the principal was literally feet away. "You're an ugly white lady." I don't know if she was ugly or not, but the point is, you could have just stopped it. "You're ugly." You didn't have to go with, because ugly is bad enough, right? But you're ugly white. Crazy stuff, man. But the left will pull the race card in anything they choose, but they're not racist. Black people can't be racist. You'll hear black folks tell you this to your face. "Black people can't be racist. But I hate whitey. Can't stand white people." Well, that sounds a bit racist. No, well, no, it's not racist because, see, I don't have no power over them. I can't do nothing to them. Really? So you can't teach hate? You don't think all these rules that apply to white folks that no longer apply to anybody, any other human being, isn't racist? We had let me tell you, if you're a white dude in America, you catch absolute pure H-E double crooked socks. Here's what the Maine, state of Maine, Democrat Party had to say about white men committing suicide.
"Well, I've thought a lot about this. I think the Maine, what we need in Maine is we need younger people. Take a look. It looks almost like a lecture for Social Security in here. Okay, so that's one thing. We really need to encourage as many young people. We also need more women. Today I saw a thing and it said a lot of men, white men, were committing suicide. And I almost said, yeah, great. And then I thought about it a little more and I thought, well, maybe you shouldn't say that in public.
I mean, what do you say to that? They're laughing at the idea. This is an old white guy talking to a room full of relatively, apparently, long in the tooth white folks saying, "We need to get younger people. We need to get
women in here.
Now, these are Democrats. And now, I've been at events for Republicans where we go, we need to see more, you know, young people. We need more. We don't ever say we need more women. We always have a lot of women. But they want to see more young people and more minorities. These guys want, it was like a room full of white men. And there, it's a room full of white men going, yeah, man, we're committing suicide at a crazy rate. And I got to tell you, I kind of like it. Wow. You know, whose old lady are you trying to pick up on? You're okay with genocide, but with suicide, if you will, by way of suicide among white men. Can you imagine if there was an epidemic of suicide by white liberal women? There'd be PSAs about it. Help a white woman. Don't let her commit suicide. Be on the lookout. You gotta watch Martha. The signs are as follows. Watches Hillary Clinton a lot. Listen to MSNBC. Votes Democrat. I mean, there would be an outcry. White dudes committing suicide. It's all right. Let's just kill them. If given the choice, you better know leftists wouldn't even think twice about. Don't even make it a white Republican. Holy cow, they wouldn't care at all. The guy, he felt bad because he was saying, I'm kind of talking about us, but I don't really mean white Democrat men, guys tongue in cheek. I just mean these white Republican men. And because they believe white Republican men vote Republican, or white men vote Republican, it's okay. No harm, no foul. Let them off each other. Doesn't matter. Wow, man. And I was going to play this clip of an exchange with Don Lemon of CNN. And a guy, I talked about it the other day, I forget the guy's name, Jeffrey Lyon. He said something about Trump passing health care, trying to repeal Obamacare, makes him the civil rights, the Martin Luther King of health care. And these people went crazy.
You can't say that. What are you talking about, man?
And they just went berserk on the guy. Maybe we'll play that clip later on. I might not talk about it too much, but they only want you to pull civil rights stuff when it's in their favor. Don't pull the civil rights card when it's on them. So Sharpton on Sessions.
He's setting back race relations forever. We can't have this.
And what's funny is it doesn't work anymore. That's what they really don't get. People are now done with it. Thankfully, we're done with it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Bean
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're a millionaire.
Yeah, that's what that Brewster fella kept calling me. I didn't know just how to take it.
He meant you're rich.
Me?
The richest man in these hills. Maybe in the whole state. Oh, Jay, you can have anything you want. Do anything you want. Go any place you want.
Yeah, that's another thing he kept saying. He said he reckoned I'd be moving away from here soon. What do you think, bro? You think I ought to move?
Ted, how can you even ask? Look around you. You're 8 miles from your nearest neighbor. You're overrun with skunks, possums, coyotes, bobcats. You use kerosene lamps for light. You cook on a wood stove, summer and winter. You're drinking homemade moonshine, washing with homemade lye soap. And your bathroom is 50 feet from the house, and you ask, should you move?
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Man, be a dang fool, leave all this.
Welcome back, everybody. I used to love the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, my gosh, Granny. And growing up in the country, you can relate to a lot of that stuff, you know? Oh, man, Simple Folk. I love Simple Folk. I really do. You know, it's fun to go to a cocktail party in New York and do some flashy stuff. I've taken pictures on these big buildings. When I was in China, I lived on a hotel. We had an infinity pool on the 42nd floor. I believe this place was gorgeous. Oh, man. And we would have just soiree after soiree practically every night. Seriously. One of my buddies, Greg, he was a stockbroker. Guy was making crazy money. He would just come and throw this impromptu party. He didn't even live in my building. He would come there and just throw parties. Good guy. Just, oh, man. Anyway, I wrote a piece. Here's what the impetus of what I'm about to talk about was. The left's already started complaining.
Donald Trump is spending a lot of money. We're taking care of him. We're flying over to Mar-a-Lago and flying here and taking care of his family over here and there. And I was like, what?
I was like, shut up. Leave it to these guys to get their nipples twisted over something. Shut up. He's the president of the United States. He goes to, it's like when, I don't know, Bush went to Crawford, Texas. Barack Obama went to Camp David. I don't know where he went. He went a lot of times to Martha's Vineyard. And then all the vacations. One time he did date night in Chicago. Why would you go there and put your life in danger? Oh, that's right. He had a lot of Secret Service. But he did it. So Donald Trump says, hey, I'm wrapping up. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. Big deal. Trump took a pay cut to become president, baby. Unlike the previous welfare president. And to paraphrase Michelle Obama on living in the White House, Trump wakes up in a house built by slaves. He's not waking up in like some, I mean, I don't know. I've never been to the Trump mansion, but I would bet it's better than the White House. I mean, forget the historical value of the White House. I bet you the Trump mansion is better than the White House. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Because people, Kevin, that's a sacred building. I get it. Be quiet. We ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just luxury. You think Bill Gates' house is nicer than the White House? Because you're looking at me crazy. I rest my case. You think the Sultan of Dubai, you think his house is nicer than the White House? Do you think the White House is the nicest house in America? Be honest. Of course not. Many houses better. Now, not more historic. From that standpoint, I give it to you, but don't talk to me.
Oh, it's a better house.
The White House is a step down for Donald Trump. And then, of course, he's got that jet. Now, I'm not going to lie. Donald Trump, what I don't know what he calls it, probably Trump, right? He calls everything Trump. But it's not better than Air Force One. But how many of us fly around in a 747 with our name on it? So, yes, Air Force One is a step up in terms of security and all the stuff that goes with it. But for Donald Trump, he knows his plane. And Air Force One, the White House, those are perks of the job. But it doesn't stop the left from criticizing the money that we have to spend on Trump and his family. And CNN gave us an estimate. They said it was $21.6 million by taking the cost of a trip that Obama took to Palm Beach in 2013, they measured it against Trump's 21. They said that cost Barack Obama $3.6 million, or us. And then Trump was 21.6. So they say Trump cost six times more to go to Mar-a-Lago than Barack Obama did to go to Palm Beach in 2013. And I don't know that I believe that. How'd they get that close to my mouth? Anyway, so then it got debunked. But well, before I get to that, here's what it reads. Given variations in each trip, estimating the security cost around a presidential trip is difficult. But a 2016 GAO report about a four-day trip Obama took to Florida in 2013, one similar to Trump's trips, found the total cost to be $3.6 million. Now, what I learned later was that wasn't totally true. The Chicago Sun-Times or Chicago Tribune or whatever, one of the papers in Chicago, said that they didn't count all of the other stuff that was supporting, you know, Barack Obama, and it would have been relatively close. So Trump has spent 6 weekends in Mar-a-Lago, total of 21 days, his private Palm Beach Club, total cost $21.6 million. Then CNN compared the cost of what was spent on Obama over 8 years, said $97 million. By contrast, Obama spent just under $97 million in travel in his 8 years as president, according to documents reviewed by Judicial Watch. So they touted Judicial Watch. But the Chicago Tribune refuted CNN's findings. They added the cost of Trump's trips while neglecting the ones for Obama's. No surprise there, right? But the media has also complained about Donald Trump's price for his family to live the way they live. So it began with Melania when she wanted to stay in Trump Towers not to disrupt young Barron's schooling. Now, if the Obamas done this, the media would have fawned all over the story.
Oh, Michelle's such a doting mother. She didn't want to pull the girls out of Chicago Daily Prep or whatever.
So Trump does it and they want to impeach him. And of course, they complain about the dual security that it takes to have two different locations of whatever. I don't really care. Yeah, I don't care. Because, and then they get into, well, Trump has a lot more kids. He's got the two older boys. He's got Ivanka, and then the daughter by the other girl. So, and then Barron. So he's got five kids. And I'm thinking, okay, big deal. He's got five kids. We knew he had five kids. We know Obama only had two kids. It was a fortune to keep up with them. I mean, they were taking kids on safaris and lavish vacations and stuff. But did we complain? Well, yeah, we did. But it didn't do us any good. They were the president's kids, entitled to protection. But when you hear the left talk about this, it's almost like they're saying, Donald Trump, choose the two kids you want to protect. And the rest of us, the rest of those kids, everybody for himself and God for us all, is what my grandfather used to say it. So it got me to thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I wish Donald Trump had four resorts to visit, and I wish he had 17 kids by six baby mama. And I just made it up. I didn't care. You know, I could have said 23 kids by eight baby mama and 13 resorts. You get what I'm saying. I wish he had more properties, more kids, more responsibility, more things so we could drive the liberals crazy with it. I would want them doing the math every week. Donald Trump would visit baby mama two, and then he brought those kids in, and look at all those kids that I have Secret Service. I would like them adding it all up. Because that's what they'd be doing if he had more. What a great way to show leftists our frustrations than to have the president traveling all over the world to visit his kids and his ex-baby mamas. And what cracks me up about this is I think about the amount of money Donald Trump's already given back to this country in the sense of we've reduced the debt by $68 billion. And the jobs that are being created that are creating economies, ecosystems like in Indianapolis where they get to stay where they were because Carrier's not leaving. And I look at the people that, welfare exploded under Obama. And they target Trump when he's putting people back to work. These same morons gave Barack Obama a pass when he claimed to create jobs and his measuring stick was when people quit looking. And the 16 million people that are on welfare as Barack Obama increased the welfare rolls. Look, I haven't looked at the number, any of these numbers, but welfare won't grow under President Trump. I haven't seen any numbers to that, to the contrary, but I don't think it will. It's going to shrink. And it's the least we can do to protect this guy and his kids and allow him to vacation like a billionaire. Shouldn't have to take a pay cut for nothing.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.